Shlishi, the Torah continues to tell us the privileges and duties of the leaders of Klal Yisrael. The Torah began by telling us about the king, and now tells us about Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi does not receive a portion of land in Eretz Yisrael, so they can devote themselves primarily to spiritual activities. The Torah provides for their parnasa by assigning them gifts which are given by the rest of Klal Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, Lo yeh la'kohanim ha'leviim, there shall not be to the Kohanim and the Leviim, kol Shevet Levi, not to the whole Shevet Levi, chelik, a portion, v'nachala, and an inheritance, im Yisrael, with the rest of Klal Yisrael. They will not receive a chelik, a portion in the spoils of war, and they will not receive a nachala, an inheritance in Eretz Yisrael. What will they receive? Ishei Hashem, a part of the fire offerings of Hashem, the Kohanim receive a portion from certain karbonos, v'nachalosoi, and his inheritance, yoichelun, they will eat. They will eat the truma that is separated by the Yisrael and given to the Kohanim. They will eat the meiser that is separated by Klal Yisrael and given to the Leviim. However, v'nachla, a nachla gemura, a complete nachla, a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, lo yiyaloi b'kerav echov, will not be to him among his brothers, because Hashem hu nachalosoi, Hashem is the Leviim and the Kohanim's inheritance, kasher dibeloi, like he has already spoken to him. And this is referring to the pasuk in Parshas Korach, where Hashem tells Shevet Levi, Ani chelkecha, I am your chelik, and therefore you will not receive a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Zokt Rashi, pasuk Aleph, kol Shevet Levi, the whole Shevet Levi, and Rashi is bothered that once the pasuk says, La Kohanim ha-Leviim, the Kohanim and the Leviim, that includes the whole Shevet Levi. Why does the Pasuk have to say afterwards, Kol Shevet Levi? Rashi says that the Pasuk is teaching us, Bein Temimin, whether the Levi is a Tam, he does not have a Mum. Bein Bali Mumin, whether the Levi has a Mum, still he does not receive a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Because you might think that the whole reason why Shevet Levi does not receive a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael is because they are busy with spiritual matters. They are being Makriv Karbonos and working in the Beis HaMikdash. However, a Balmum that does not do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash may receive a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Kol Shevet Levi, the whole Shevet Levi, even a Balmum, will not receive a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi continues that Shevet Levi will not receive a Chelek Bebiza in the spoils of war, the Nachala, and not in the inheritance Ba'oret of the land of Eretz Yisrael. What will they receive? Ishei Hashem, Kodshei HaMikdash, the Kohanim receive part of the karbonos brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The Nachalosoi, and he also receives his inheritance. Elu Kotche HaGavul, this is referring to the Kotchim that may be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, which are Trumois Umaisrois, the Truma that is given to the Koyein, and Maiserishoin that is given to the Levi. Avol Nachala Gemura, however, a complete Nachala, Lo Yiyaloi B'Kerav Echov, he will not receive among his brothers. Which is referring to a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael he will not receive. And that is considered a nachala gemura, a complete nachala, because that is totally his. However, the trumois, the maestrois, and the parts of the karbonois that they receive, that is not considered a nachala gemura, a complete nachala, because that is just a portion of somebody else's property. The kohen receives a portion of the karbon that is lashamayim, and the kohen receives by truma part of the crop that belonged to the Yisrael. And also the Levi receives part of the crop that belonged to the Yisrael as Meiser. That is not considered a Nachala Gemura. However, a Nachala Gemura, which is a part in Eretz Yisrael, that he will not receive. And this is the simple meaning of the Pasuk. However, according to the simple meaning, there is a redundancy in the Pasuk, because in Pasuk Aleph it already says that the Levi will not receive a Nachala, and then it is repeated again in Pasuk Beis, V'Nachala lo yiyaloi b'kerav echo. And therefore Rashi brings down the Sifri that will answer the redundancy in the Pasuk. And Rashi says, Uve Sifri, and in the Sifri, Darshu de Darshan, the Nachala lo yiyaloi, and a Nachala he will not receive, Zu Nachala Sha'or, this is referring to the Nachala of the Sha'or of the rest. Bekerav Echov, the words Bekerav Echov are teaching us, Zu Nachalas Chamisha, that is the Nachala of Chamisha of five. Ve'eni yedea mahi, I do not know what it means by Nachala Sha'or and Nachalas Chamisha. Nearly, and it appears to me that this is the pshat. She'eretz Kenan she'me'eber ha'yardin vo'elech, the land of Kenan which is on the other side of the Yarden, on the west side of the Yarden, and further, nikras eretz he'amamin, that is called the land of the five nations. V'shel Sichon va'oig, and the land to the east of the Yarden, the land of Sichon va'oig, Beis Amamin is the land of two nations, Emori Uknani, the Emori and the Knani. Because Eretz Yisrael was comprised of Zion Umoy's seven nations, five lived in Eretz Canaan, and two lived on the other side of the Yarden in the land of Sichon Ba'oik. The Nachla Sha'ar and the inheritance of the rest, L'Rabbeis Keni, Knizi U'Kadmoini, that is coming to include the lands of Keni, Knize, and Kadmoini, which is the land of Amon, Moav, and Edom. And the Pasuk is saying like this, the Levim will not get a chelek in the Chamisha, in the five nations, which is the land of Eretz Canaan proper, where five nations live. And they will also not receive a piece of property in the Yerusha La'asid Lavoi, the land that Klal Yisrael will receive in the future, which is the land of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni, the land of Edom, Amon, and Moav. And the Pasuk did not have to tell us that they will not receive a portion in the land of Sichon Ba'oik, because even the rest of Klal Yisrael did not receive a portion in the land of Sichon Ba'oik, because that land was already given to Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe. So obviously the Levim will not get a chelek in that land. The Pasuk is just telling us over here, they will not receive a chelek in Nachala Sha'ar, the Nachala of the rest, which is the land of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni, and they will not receive a portion in the land of Nachlas Chamisha, the Nachala of the five nations, which is Eretz Canaan proper. And Rashi brings a proof that the Levim will not receive a chelek in the land of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoni, La'osid Lavoi. Zok Rashi v'chein derish b'parashas Matonois, because so does the Sifri Darshan in the parasha of the Matnas Kohuna, Shenemru la'aharoin, that was said to Aharon, and this is referring to Parshas Korach, where the Matnas Kohuna are listed. And the Pasuk says over there, Al Kain, Loi Hoyol Levi, therefore Levi did not have a chelek and a nachlo. Lahazir Al Kaini, Knizi, Ukadmoini. The Sifri says that the Pasuk is warning the Levim that they will not receive a chelek in the land of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini. So too over here, when the Pasuk says, V'nachala lo yiloi, it is referring to Nachla Sha'ar, which is the Nachla of Keni, Knizi, and Kadmoini. I would just like to point out that Rashi over here seems to be saying something that is a contradiction to Rashi in Parashas Mishpatim. Because over here Rashi says that the two nations that live in the land of Sichon Va'oig are Emori Uknani, Emori and Knan. However, Rashi in Parashas Mishpatim, Perik Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Ches, says that the two nations are Chiti and Knani. Rashi over here says Emori, and Rashi over there says Chiti. V'ayin b'sefer be'er basodeh, and also in the Maharshal that discuss this diuk. And then Rashi brings down a different girsa in the Sifri. Shuv nimsa, then it was found b'divrei Rabbi Kolonimus, in the words of Rabbi Kolonimus, hochi garsina b'sifri, this is the correct girsa in the Sifri. V'nachla lo yiloi, and Shevet Levi will not receive a nachla, elu nachlas chamisha. This is referring to the nachla of five. B'kerev Echov, in the midst of his brothers, elu nachlas shiva, this is referring to the nachla of seven. And Rashi explains, what does it mean, nachlas chamisha and nachlas shiva? Nachlas chamisha shvatim, v'nachlas shiva shvatim. It is referring to the nachla of the five shvatim and the nachla of the seven shvatim. And Rashi explains, u'mitoch shem Moshe b'Yeshua le'cholku nachla, elo le'chamisha shvatim, since Moshe and Yeshua only divided the land to five shvatim b'lvad alone, shekin Moshe hinchil l'ruven v'gad b'chatzi menashe. Because Moshe gave over the land, Eber HaYarden, the land of Sichon Va'oig, to Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe. Yeshua hinchel Yehuda v'Ephraim u'lechatzi Menashe. And Yeshua gave the land to Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Ephraim, and the other half of Shevet Menashe. V'shiva ha'acherim, and the seven remaining Shvatim, notlu me'alehem achrei Moshe Yeshua. They took the land by themselves after the death of Yeshua. Because while Yeshua was still alive, they were not able to capture all the land from the Goyim. So these seven Shvatim did not receive land until after Yeshua died. Mitoich kach, because of this, Hizkir, the Pasuk mentions, Chamisha levad v'shiva levad, five by itself and seven by itself. The Pasuk says, V'nachla lo yiloi, Shevet Levi will not receive a nachla in Chamisha, in the five Shvatim, which Moshe and Yeshua gave land to, and not b'kerev Echov, in the shiva Shvatim, in the seven Shvatim that took the land by themselves. Not in the five and not in the seven will Shevet Levi receive a chelek. And the Pasuk continues by saying that Hashem is the Nachala of the Levim, Kasher Diberloi, like he has already spoken to them. Where did he say this? The Pasuk in Parshas Korach says, Be'artom loy simchal, in their land they will not have a Yerusha, Ani chelkecha, because I am your chelek. Hashem tells the Levim that I am your chelek. And the pasuk continues, "Vezeh yihyeh mishpat ha'kohanim me'eis ha'om," and this will be due to the kohanim from the nation. Me'eis zavichei hazevach, from a person who slaughters an animal, imshar imseh, whether it is an ox or a sheep. If somebody slaughters a domesticated animal, not a chaya, and he is slaughtering it for the purpose of eating it, not as a korban, then v'nosan la'koyein, he will give to the koyein hazaroya, the right foreleg, the halachoyayim, and the jaw together with the tongue, the hakeva, and the stomach of the animal. And this only applies when a Yisrael shechs an animal to eat. However, if a kohen will shech an animal to eat, then he does not need to separate the zroya, l'chayayim, and keva to give to another kohen, because the pasuk says, me'eis ha'om, this is from the nation, v'loi me'eis ha'kohanim, and not from the kohanim. And Rashi tells us that the reason why the kohanim receive the zroya, l'chayayim, and keva is because of what Pinchas did, the kina and the zealousness of Pinchas when he killed Zimri and the Midyanis who were mezana together. And since Pinchas took a spear in his hand to kill Zimri and the Midyanis, therefore the Kohanim was zeicha to get the Zroya, the arm of the carbon. And since he davened to Hashem, therefore they were zeicha to get the Lechoyayim, the jaw and the tongue of the animal. And since he plunged the spear into the stomach of the Isha, therefore they were zeicha to receive the Keva, the stomach of the animal. Let us see the Rashi on this pasuk inside. Zok Rashi me'eis ha'om, from the nation, v'loi me'eis ha'kohanim, but not from the kohanim. A kohen that shechs an animal does not have to separate the zroya, lechoyayim, and keva. Im shor imseh, whether it is an ox or a sheep, prat lechaya, this does not apply to a chaya. It only applies to a domesticated animal. Hazroya, and now Rashi explains which part of the foreleg goes to the kohen. Min ha'perik shel arkuva, from the joint by the arkuva, ad kaf shel yad, until the shoulder blade. Shekurin ashpulden, which is called ashpulden. The leg of an animal has three bones. The bottom one is called arkuva, the middle one is called shaik, and the top one is called kolyas. The zroya that is given to the kohen is referring to the top two parts, the shaik and the kolyas, and that is given to the kohen, not the arkuva, not the bottom part. Zok Rashi v'halachoyayim, and you will give the jaw to the kohen, im haloshoin, together with the tongue. Darshe rishumais hayo omrim, the ones who darshim psukim used to say on this pasuk, zeroya, the foreleg of the animal that is given to the kohen, tachas yad, corresponds to the hand of Pinchas. Shenema, like the pasuk says, vayikach roi mach biyodoi, Pinchas took a spear in his hand. Lechoyayim, the jaw and the tongue that is given to the kohen, tachas tfilo, corresponds to Pinchas' davening. Shenema, like the pasuk says, vayamoy Pinchas vayefalel, Pinchas got up and he davened. Vakeva, and the stomach that is given to the kohen, tachas, corresponds to ha'isha el koivoso, that Pinchas plunged the spear through the stomach of the isha. And the pasuk continues, reishis degoncha tiroishecha v'yitzarecha, the first of your grain, your wine, and your oil shall be given to the kohen. And this is referring to truma. And the pasuk does not say how much a person must give. However, Chazal learned out that somebody who is generous should give 1/40th of his crop, somebody who is a Beinoni in between should give 1/50th, and somebody who is a miser gives 1/60th. However, the minimum shall be 1/60th. Vireishis geis soincha, and the first of the shearing of your flock, titen loy, you shall give to him, you should give to the kohen. And again, the pasuk does not tell us how much must be given. Rashi tells us that if one shears the wool of 5 sheep, then he is mechuyev to separate 1/60th to give to the kohen. Kivoy bochor Hashem elekecho mikol shvatecho, because in him, in Shevet Levi, Hashem has chosen from all your shvatim, la'amoy, to stand, l'shores, and serve, b'shem Hashem, in the name of Hashem, hu uvonov, he and his children, kol hayomim, for all days. And since the pasuk says, la'amoy l'shores, to stand and serve, we learn out that if one sits while doing the avoida is pasul. Zok Rashi, reishis degoncha, the first of your grain, zu truma, this is referring to truma. V'loy pirish bashir, and the pasuk does not say an amount to give. Avol Rabbi Seinu nosnu bashir, our chachamim did give a shir. Ayin yofo, somebody who has a good eye, somebody who is generous, echad me'arboyim, should give 1/40th. Ayin ra, somebody who has an evil eye, somebody who is a miser, echad meshishim, will give 1/60th. Beinonis, somebody who is in between, echad mechamishim, will give 1/50th. V'samchu ala mikra shloy lifchois me'echad meshishim, And the Chachamim found support from a pasuk not to give less than 1/60. Shenemar, like the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Shishis ha'efa michomer sa'orim. They should give a minimum of 1/6 of an efa from a chomer, from a core of barley. And Rashi says, Shishis ha'efa chatzi sa'. 1/6 of an efa is equal to 1/2 of a sa', because 1 efa is equal to 3 sa'. So 1/6 of an efa is equal to 1/2 of a sa'. Kisha'ata noisim, chatzi sa' l'kor, if you give 1/2 of a sa' for a core, hare echad mishishim. That comes out to 1/60. Shehakor shloshim sa'in, because a core equals to 30 sa'. So if you give 1/2 of a sa' out of 30 sa', you are giving 1/60. And that is the minimum that one should give for truma. Zot Rashi v'reishis geiz tzoncha, and the first of the shearing of your flock. Kisha'ata goizes tzoncha b'chol shana, when you shear the wool of your sheep every year, tein mimena reishis l'koyen. You should separate first a part for the koyen. V'loi pirish bashir. And the pasuk does not say how much to give the koyen. V'rabbeisenu nasnu bashir. Our chachamim did place a shear, an amount to give to the koyen. Echad mishishim, 1 out of 60. V'kama tzon chayov is b'reish zageiz. How many sheep must one shear in order to be mechuyiv to separate the reishis hageiz to the koyin? Chomesh recheilois, 5 sheep. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, v'chomesh tzon asuyois, which means v'chomesh tzon, if one shears 5 sheep, asuyois, you have to do a maisa, an action to it, and separate part of it to the koyin. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva finds a different hint to this, because the pasuk says reishis geiz, the first of your shearing. And if it says the first, there must be a second. So reishis geiz tells you that there are shtayim, 2 sheep. Tzoncha, your flock. And since tzoncha is in the plural, therefore it adds another 2, for a total of arba, 4. Titen loy, you shall give to him. That is referring to another 1, hare chamisha, for a total of 5. So Rabbi Akiva found a hint to the number 5 in our pasuk. And Rashi continues that the Kohanim were chosen to do the Avodah La'amoid L'shores, to stand and to serve. Mikan, from here we learn out, since it says La'amoid, She'ein Sheiros Ela Me'umar, the Avodah can only be done when one is standing. However, a Kohen that sits and does the Avodah is possible.